Lawyers for a group of newspapers in the ACLU were in court Thursday calling for the release of a secret list of police officers who may have credibility issues. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, the Attorney General's office is fighting the release, saying it would violate state law.
In criminal courts, prosecutors must turn over any evidence that could help exonerate the defendant. In practice, that can include past misconduct by a police officer involved in the case. But since the defense wouldn't normally have access to an officer's disciplinary record, the state of New Hampshire, since 1995, has maintained a list of officers with potential credibility issues. And when they're involved in a criminal case, the defense gets notified. The question in this case is if the list, which right now contains the names of roughly 170 New Hampshire police officers, should be made public. That's ACLU attorney Gilles Bissonnette arguing in Superior Court. Bissonnette cited possible examples: officers accused of criminal misconduct, dereliction of duty, planting evidence, or excessive use of force. The ACLU is joined in this case by the Center for Public Interest Journalism and newspapers like the Concord Monitor and Union Leader. To them, the seriousness of these allegations should tip the scales in favor of public disclosure under the state's right to know law. The Attorney General sees differently. For starters, the AG's office, while keeper of the so-called Lori list, isn't the agency that actually adds names to it. That's done either by a police chief or a county attorney, which the AG contends means it's coming straight out of the officer's personnel file. That's State Solicitor General Dan Will. For him, that's what this case centers on, whether or not the Lori list amounts to a personnel record, and therefore is protected from release under current state statute. After about an hour of oral arguments, Judge Charles Temple said he's open to seeing more evidence from both sides in writing. No matter which way he rules, this case could ultimately be decided by the state Supreme Court. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.